USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has signed a bill that is to expedite the process of sending military aid to Ukraine.
The cost of the fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is even more costly.
His signature on the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act comes as the Kremlin's invasion of the Eastern European country enters its third month. The president vowed the U.S. will continue to support Ukraine in their fight to defend their country and their democracy. As for Russia, its president marked V-Day with no major victory to tout. Vladimir Putin again sought to justify his invasion, falsely casting it as a battle against Nazism in an attempt to link the current invasion to when Hitler was defeated. Major indexes on Wall Street losing big time on Monday. The Dow lost 654 points. The Nasdaq dropped more than 4%. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The jail official from Alabama who helped the murder suspect escape is dead. Vicki White was assistant corrections director in Lauderdale County when she was tasked with escorting Casey White to court at the end of April. The two, who are not related, went on the run for more than a week until the law caught up with them near Evansville, Indiana. Casey White surrendered after the vehicle they were in got wrecked after a pursuit. Vicki White was transported to the hospital after she shot herself. Jacob Blake has dropped his federal civil rights lawsuit against the Wisconsin police officer who shot him during a domestic disturbance, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down. The shooting prompted protests in Kenosha, in which Kyle Rittenhouse fatally shot two men and wounded a third. There is no indication why the lawsuit is being dropped. The officer, Rustin Shesky, was cleared of any wrongdoing by prosecutors in the shooting. The Dow lost 2% on Monday, Nasdaq dropping more than 4%, the S&P 500 lost more than 3%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The investigation continues in the Bahamas into the deaths of three American tourists and a fourth that was sent to the hospital.
Bahamas Police Commissioner Paul Roll tells reporters that two of the dead are husband and wife Michelle and Robbie Phillips from Tennessee. He says the couple visited the clinic and were treated at different times.
They ate different places, so that's why we're not, but we're checking all of that, which we will hopefully be able to determine whether or not it was some food or something else that caused it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Back in the States, the demographics on motherhood is changing.
Over the past 30 years, birth rates have declined for women in their 20s and jumped up for women in their 30s and 40s. That's according to a new report from the U.S. Census Bureau. The trend has pushed the median age of U.S. women giving birth from 27 to 30, the highest on record. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Abortion rights activists are now planning to gather outside of the homes of the Supreme Court's conservative justices to protest the presumptive overturning of Roe v. Wade. Shutdown D.C. is organizing a demonstration in front of Justice Samuel Alito's home this week. He's the author of the leaked majority opinion overturning the precedent that was published in Politico. The homes of Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts are also targets. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.